USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers are saying that relief should be targeted as President Biden moves forward with a coronavirus relief bill worth nearly $2 trillion. The package includes direct payments of $1,400 to millions of Americans. Republicans pitched a much smaller proposal that was rejected by the White House. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi spoke on Fox.
And it really seemed like the president's team, the White House staff, dug in and were adamant in saying, no, it's our way or the highway.
President Biden was asked if the proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would be included in the stimulus package.
That's not going to occur because of the rules of the United States Senate.
He told CBS News he would pursue that in a separate bill. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Meteorologists say a disruptive storm is going to dump snow across parts of the interior south and up the eastern seaboard this weekend. They say it won't be a repeat of the blockbuster storm that shattered snowfall records across parts of the east earlier last week. Winter storm warnings were issued from northeastern Georgia all the way to southern New England. Cities in the warning area include Asheville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Providence, Rhode Island. Forecasters say that two separate storms will not merge to produce a powerhouse storm that would cause extreme snowfall rates and blizzard conditions like the last one. Due to the offshore track, the heaviest amounts of snow will be skewed farther to the east compared to the last storm. Forecasters are predicting 3 to 6 inches of snow along the I-95 corridor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The military is deploying hundreds of troops to help at COVID-19 vaccination sites. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We are going to provide as much capability and capacity as the Defense Department can afford to do to help with this national priority.
Health experts say coronavirus cases have dropped significantly in the nation's nursing homes and care facilities. They think the start of vaccinations, more regulations in health prevention, and the end of a post-holiday surge all helped flatten the curve. The NFL has announced the Hall of Fame Class of 2021. With more, here's Dan Naraki.
The NFL announced the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 during their annual awards ceremony Saturday night. Five-time MVP and two-time Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning will headline the class, along with nine-time Pro Bowl defensive back Charles Woodson and former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, all three getting in their first year of eligibility. Also in the Class of 2021, former Tampa Bay and Denver defensive back and current 49ers general manager John Lynch, former Pittsburgh offensive linesman Alan Faneca, former Dallas wideout Drew Pearson, and former Raiders and Seahawks head coach Tom Flores. They'll be enshrined in Canton the weekend of August 5th through the 9th. The extended event will also include the induction of the Class of 2020, with last year's event canceled because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.